Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Well, these are good vibes, Scott. Sometimes the show's already started and you didn't even realize it started.
Is that true? Is Brett ready? Great. Then it's true.
Hey, welcome. Come on in. It's true.
It's true. It's
that we are here with you.
The Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
That one's Jessica McKenna. We got Scott Pazzarella, the king of pianist of keys.
We got Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord is.
We got Dana Wickens, the boom in the other room. Don't forget to tip your waiters and waitresses.
Guess what?
Guess
what? Well, you already know because you clicked, but guess what? We got a great guest.
We always try to hide the guest from the people, but we put their names in the episode.
I mean, top guest here for you today.
Top guest. We were just sort of talking about all the fun we've had in the past, but now it's time to move on to fun in the future.
Fun in the future, fun in the present. Oh, welcome back from Las Culturistas and Q-Force. It's Matt Rogers.
Top guest. That is high praise indeed, because you've had some of the top tops.
I mean, that's where you're at.
We are blessed with a bounty of wonderful friends.
Yeah, but we're nothing if not honest, and we'll say you're top.
And we count you among them. And listen, you're the Coliseum.
And
you're
off the mic, Museum. Off mic, we're actually going to rank. So that's getting really fun. Is that for the bonus, for the subscribers. You know, if you key into the Patreon, that's what it is, we're actually going to rank all the off book guests.
Top 10 and bottom 10.
Top 10, bottom 10. It's going to be like Ms. Mojo. You ever watch Ms. Mojo videos?
No. Mm-hmm.
Which is like, we're counting down the top 10 Klee characters. It's like, you have to Google Ms. Mojo. Wait, Dana, you know Ms.
Yes,
Mojo.
Of yeah. Course.
So I'm screaming to the boom in the other
What
room.
Is this? What's the platform that Ms. Mojo occupies?
Oh, YouTube.
YouTube.
The promised land. So basically, like, YouTube is where she, I think it might, there might be more than one Ms. Mojo, but it's like a pop culture. She's laughing because she knows it's ridiculous. It's like a YouTube page where it's like, we're ranking the top 10, you know, RuPaul's Drag Race fails, or like top 10 Glee characters that made us cry, or top 10 America's Next Top Model racially problematic moments. It's like, and she says it like this, and it's Ms. Mojo, and I'm telling you, people that get it, and if you don't, you gotta get it.
All right.
And that's just the truth.
Put this on our list.
So that's what we're gonna do.
If you don't, you gotta get it.
So it would be like number 10. I don't know who's done your show. Number 10, Jackie Johnson. Who could forget when Jackie Johnson couldn't stay in her seat during Off Book? We were talking about how you had so much energy during the recording that you shot up out of your seat, and
that's,
I thought that
right.
was funny because I know you.
She also like cruised us into a very filthy zone, which was like, she did this move where at the end of a song zone, she's like, by the way, I've been blowing you under the table this whole time, and it was
what a delight.
It was a delight and a wild, like, oh, that was happening.
Yes and
that was happening that whole time.
Just because Jackie runs a very excellent beauty podcast.
Natch Butte.
Don't get it twisted. She comes from UCB. Yeah. She's got all the training. Oh, no, she has sure. all the colors.
Oh, yeah. No, forget. Don't forget that we're all basement creatures.
Yeah.
Like, whenever anyone's like, oh, you're a pop culture podcast with the analysis, I'm like, oh, you didn't listen to it. I'm a basement creature from UCB. It's good.
I'm a basement creature.
No. That's where I came to grow.
I think the first time...
Ugly creature basement.
The first time I met you was at DCM... And
oh my God.
You were taking over the bit show that was wicked fucking queer, but you guys took it over with all queer people. It was like a Boston bit show that then you guys took over. It was so fucking funny.
Well, that's actually what they call the woke movement. It started there. So basically
are you to blame for cancel culture?
Sorry, guys. Don't say anything because I started cancel culture. No, but basically Wicked Fucking Queer was like this thing where basically like all these improvisers would do Boston accents and call each other Wicked Fucking Queer.
That was the extent of the bit. It was like one of those midnight 10 minute shows.
Yes, it was one of those. And I think like it had been long running. And so Shannon O'Neill, who was the artistic director of UCB New York at the time, went to Josh Harp and Aaron Jackson and were like, we want the queers to take this show back. And so then it was all like fags, like, and I was in it doing calling each other Wicked Fucking Queer. And then it was just, it really was a new take and a responsible take. But that night was also memorable because I ate a carrot that had been in John Gemberling's ass.
Oh my God.
Now that is a reoccurring theme of Upright Citizens Brigade, and I'm so glad to know that it was bi-coastal.
Yeah,
people eating things that had been inside of other people.
Well, basically what it was I was happy to sort of continue the legacy on the East Coast.
Got to.
So I think it was they had done some disgusting 4 a.m. show and then I came on and like I don't know what I was on. It could have been anything, but there was a carrot on the ground. And so I'm like three sheets to the wind and I pick up the carrot and I go, who wants me to eat this carrot off the ground? And half the people were like, yes.
Wait, so did you not know where?
No, I had no idea. I had no idea.
See, normally
I thought it was just a carrot off the ground and I was like, oh, this will be fun.
This is so much better.
I'm on stage.
Because normally when people at UCB eat disgusting things, they're doing it with full awareness of what they're doing.
100%.
You walked into a carrot that just happened to be in someone's butt.
No, so the carrot's on the ground and I pick it up. I'm like, who wants me to eat this carrot? And they're like, yeah, yeah. And some people are like, no. Like, not even like a no, don't do it. It's gross. Like a panicked no. And so I eat the carrot and everyone's revolted. Do my set, come off. And I remember James Dwyer looked at me and he was like, oh my God, dude, did you really eat that carrot? And I was like, yeah. And he goes... Oh, his eyes were so wide and sad. And he goes, dude, that was in Gemberling's ass. And I remember it was like that moment where your mind meets your body and sort of like it's that fight or flight. Like, am I going to throw up or am I going to just continue to move on with my life? And I decided in that moment that my body is actually tough and refined and I'm of mixed stock. I'm Greek and also white.
Okay.
So like, which is really comes down to white. But I was like, I knew I could fight it off and my body did fight it off and I did not get sick.
You took all those vitamins and you're stronger now?
And never got COVID.
Listen, you hear your first. You can eat carrots that have been in people's butts and you won't get COVID.
No, as I'm saying, that's actually the vaccine. That was the first vaccine, was an ass carrot.
Yes.
It's like the ivermectin of 2016.
People are way too worried about microchips and things and not nearly worried enough.
No. If Joe Rogan listens to this, he's going to write down in his notes, like, ass carrot.
Ass carrot keeps me strong.
He does listen.
He does listen. He's a subscriber.
He's a big musical theater freak. Joe Rogan is actually a big old musical theater fag.
He really loves all the like little tiny references. Like if Zach does something from 1776, he loses his damn mind.
Oh, absolutely. He's like, well, he's
I'm
really
like, somebody open up a window. And Joe Rogan's like, yes, this is for me.
Joe Rogan is actually really excited about Tick, Tick, Boom. He's really excited about Tick, Tick, Boom. He can't wait
Jonathan
to go see
Larson's
it.
Older
he
stuff.
Loves the older
he's
stuff.
Like more so than Rent.
No, it's not about Rent. It's about when Jonathan Larson was doing like indie fringe stuff when he first started out in like
he
school.
Actually has bootleg Superbia.
Well, Jonathan Larson
is the
Joe
deepest
Rogan.
Cut that anyone has
well,
ever
well, it's
made.
Not that deep because I mean, it's in Tick, Tick, Boom.
It is in Tick, Tick, Boom, which is in probably by the time this comes out in theaters now, in select theaters, and also streaming on Netflix. I don't know why I did. You remember the cab guy in New York?
Yes. Sandy.
Sandy Kenyon.
Yeah, I'm Sandy Kenyon. Here's the facts. This movie is out. Tick, Tick. I hope there's room in the theater for you to see it.
My favorite was like he would go off whenever he did his stupid puns, whatever. And then sometimes, occasionally, Sandy Kenyon would just go, I hated this movie. And worse yet, my wife hated it. And she doesn't have good taste at all. My wife is, she eats chicken fingers for dinner and watches Barney and Friends.
My fucking chicken finger eating wife hated this movie too. I'm Sandy Kenyon. Enjoy your cab. Welcome to New York.
I'm Sandy Kenyon. I hate my wife.
And I'm Sandy Kenyon's wife. And it's hard to be married to a guy that everyone respects.
New York City. 2012. It's a beautiful fall day. The leaves catch the light this way. And Sandy Kenyon's wife says,
I wish people would respect me for me.
Get out of my way.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's my millionth sorry today. I'm always apologizing. Today's the day I'm gonna stop doing that for good.
Chicken fingers, get your New York City corner chicken fingers.
Or next door is a stand that sells normal adult sandwiches.
A moment of decision for me.
Is it chicken fingers?
Or Quiznos?
Oh, so good. Chicken fingers.
Or Quiznos?
Stop and think. Mariah, that's my name. Just yesterday it wouldn't have been a question. Chicken fingers for lunch, but today, Mariah, should we go to Quiznos? Should we broaden our horizons? Should we say yes to that?
Mariah, you're not gonna buy any of my chicken fingers? This is the first thing that's ever happened to me.
Carlos, I know we're on a first name basis because I come here to your chicken finger stand in Manhattan, New York, and buy every one of your products.
Yeah, I got your dipping sauce that you like just right. Ranch with a dollop of barbecue in it.
Don't tempt me with a good time. Carlos, I think I have to try something new today. I'm leaving.
Okay.
Hello, welcome to Quiznos. What can I get for you? Would you like a table?
I think I would. A table for one.
Excellent. Would you like to see the wine list?
Yes, please. Oh, look at all these amazing choices. I didn't know there was such a world.
Yes. Well, Quiznos in later years has become a very adult restaurant. You must have a 401k to eat here, you see.
Well, because of what my husband does, I'm very, very wealthy.
Who is your husband?
You might know him. He's the cab movie reviewer.
Oh, Sandy Kenyon. I respect him. And the things that he says.
I'm sure you
do. Every day I think of him when I roll out of bed.
Really? That's
yes, first thing in the morning I think, I wonder what Sandy Kenyon's opinion of the things I'm going to do today would be. And that's more or less how I structure my life.
Okay, well, I wonder what Sandy would order. I guess let's do a chicken sandwich.
I can tell you, that is exactly what he would order. A chicken sandwich with no mustard.
You mean he comes here?
Yes, he does, of course. See, his picture's up here on the card.
It is. That's my husband, Sandy Kenyon. He has his picture up in this Quiznos. He has a whole life I don't know about. I think I'm going to have to revolutionize my life.
Tonight's the night I stop saying sorry. Mariah, who are you? Find out starting here at Quiznos and
Beyond. Mariah,
who are you?
Apologizing to my poor past self, and to me I'll say, I'll do better, Mariah. Mariah, let's take a step into me.
I just wish we had more members at this New York bar book club.
Huh?
We meet here every week. Janice, don't How many have you had already?
What? I've only had three.
Janice, I just wish we had... Every week we meet here at this bar for our book club to get out of our houses
bar
and away from
club,
our relationship
right.
at our bar book club.
Bar book club.
And yes, the bar is also called Bar Book Club, and we have a book club at Bar Book Club.
And your name is Barb.
Yes, I'm Barb, and this is Barb's Bar Book Club at Bar Book Club.
I was confused.
Janice!
Open door. Hello? Yes? Is this Bar Book Club?
This is Barb, and this
I'm
is
Barb.
Our Bar Book Club.
This is Barb's Book Club at Bar Book Club, and the Bar Book Club.
And I'm to understand this is a bar and also a book club where people can read books and find out things about the world and also maybe things about themselves.
And my name's Janice.
For sure.
This is Janice, and I'm Barb.
Janice?
And this is Barb Book Club.
Okay, perfect. Now I totally
and you
understand.
Are?
Mariah. And my last name is... Think, Mariah, think. What's
She's
a name
thinking.
That will throw them
Why
off?
Why doesn't she know her
She's
last
thinking.
Name?
Can't be Sandy She's Kenyon. Wife.
My
What's
last
a name,
name
I can choose for my last name?
Constable.
That
That's so weird because
know.
My last name is police officer.
My new life's a little scary, so I got
She's
it.
Really
Carrie.
Still thinking.
Mariah Carey. That's me. My name is Mariah Carey.
But not that Mariah Carey.
Shoot. Forgot about her.
Why is she thinking again?
I don't know.
No, I'm a totally different Mariah Carey. I have no relation to the music industry or any other man, okay? I'm a totally different person who's here to find out about me.
That's so nice to hear because every relationship I've had with a man has been trouble from the jump. Including my marriage of 20 years.
Yes, my husband, he's a wine critic, and he's always telling me what to drink.
Wow, I identify with that in a way I can't really elaborate on, but are you both wives of men who sort of tell you what to do?
Yes.
Barb's husband...
Well, don't let me take it out of your mouth.
Well, I was just going to give you the opening.
Oh, yes. My husband is Jeffrey, the CEO of Toys R Us.
Oh, big company.
Big company. He's not a giraffe in real life. That's just a cartoon, you see.
I knew it.
But he's always telling me what to wear and what to eat and what to drink.
That big fat jerk!
Which is weird because it's not really his purview of expertise.
Yeah, no, I thought maybe he would also be some sort of critic.
Yes, but in fact, no.
Well,
in,
I'm sure he's
in
critical
fact,
of
he's
the inventory.
Jeffrey, the CEO of Toys R
well,
Us.
Well, in many ways, he's sort not. Of a toy critic because he has to pick which toys to buy and put on his shelves. And you know what? If you're a critic of toys, you're no good. You're no fun.
Yeah, totally. I mean, yeah, totally. Sorry. I don't know what voice to speak in anymore. I feel
Mariah.
As, I don't know who I am.
Everyone knows it's hard to make adult friends, but you can relax. We're happy to meet you. This is Barb. This is Barb Book Club at Barb Books Club.
And this is Janice. And
Hi,
here,
Janice.
We like to start by taking the edge off with just a drink, and then maybe you won't worry so much about every individual choice you're making.
Well, I've really never been able to drink before. Every time I had an instinct to drink one of my draft beers, I like Narragansett. My husband says no. He says, that's not good enough. He's such a critical man.
Oh, that's terrible. They have lots of beers on tap here.
Oh, like what?
Well, let's see. Would you like something simple, like a Blue Moon, or do you like a Stella Artois?
Something more working class, like Miller High Life, the champagne of beers, 'cause they have that year.
Or are you a local girl? Do you want 6 points? Do you want Brooklyn Lager?
So many choices for me. I guess I'll have to try them all. Can I have every beer in a little cup?
Yes, they have that, and there's a name for that as well. And we think you'll like
it's a
No. I don't know cider.
Okay.
Oh, so what you're saying is I just take a little bit of each one and then I'll have a favorite?
Yeah.
Okay. Sip,
Sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip, sip,
You guys have been great. I gotta go. My friends over here. I took a flight.
She's taking flight.
Hey, watch it. You guys didn't tell me this could happen. I'm getting sick.
Hold back her hair, Barb. Hold back her hair.
We got you outside. You're okay.
Oh, God, you guys are my best friends. Can I tell you something? Can I be really honest with you?
Please.
My name is Mariah Kenyon. My husband is Sandy Kenyon, and I came in here
Sandy Kenyon, the man from the cab videos.
What? You guys love him. You fucking respect him.
No.
We hate the way he talks about you.
Yeah.
It's not a funny joke to hate your wife. I don't know when in comedy it became a thing. So the funniest, cleverest thing you could do was hate your wife.
Oh, look at this. My wife. I don't like it.
Honestly, it's mean, and it's also boring.
It's mean and boring, and every time I get in a cab with Sandy Kenyon, I turn that mute button on once my niece taught me I could do that.
You do?
I was in so many cabs before I knew I could do that, and then my niece taught me.
Your niece taught you? Is she an NYU student?
She is.
They're very smart.
Janice's niece, Janice.
Janice, his niece Janice.
Well, it's named
She's
after
my
Janice.
Name family yeah, name. It's a family name.
I'm so happy that there are girls like that in the world. Young, independent, smart girls who know how to turn things off in the cab so that they can just tune out all the noise.
I'm so sorry. My phone is ringing. One second.
Okay, it's fine.
Hello?
Aunt Janice.
Janice.
Hey, are you out? I need someone to pick me up and I don't have money for a cab.
Oh, you show me how to do that app on my phone. You got one of those?
I'm not using my phone. It's my friend's phone.
Janice, okay, I'll come get you.
And
where
I don't want to take the subway.
Well, why not?
It's like a big metal snake and it freaks me out.
Janice.
That's a great point.
You're going to have to get on board with that. She's only been at school a couple months. She's still too... Yeah.
I think I have one more.
Yeah.
I think I have one.
I'll tell Barb. It's okay, Mariah.
Janice, where are you?
You got to take the subway, but that we'll save that for later.
I'm in Queens.
Oh, well, that's very far from where we are.
Put that phone away.
Okay.
Are you saying? Oh, no, no. I hung up on her.
Shit. I hung up on her.
Are you saying that you're going on a journey in New York City?
I guess I might be going on a journey in New York City.
And we're going to meet interesting people along the way?
I guess we might meet interesting people along the way. Oh, yeah. I got a text from this drop pin. Oh, my niece. She loves hanging out in Queens.
Well, I'm sure she'll still be there when we go to the dropped pin.
Yes. She knows how to hug a pin. That's what I always taught her.
You know, before this, I didn't have many experiences. I sort of just did what my husband told me. He yelled at me a lot around the house. He criticized my choices of food.
Me too. My husband would always be like, Ninjago's the future. And I'd be like, I don't know what that means.
And my husband would be like, you're serving a Pinot at room? You gotta take it down a couple temperatures.
What? Chilled bread? I've never heard of such a thing.
That's what he says. He says certain reds are supposed to be slightly chilled. Impossible.
I think us three ladies should discover ourselves in New York City.
Oh, never heard of this, never heard of this happening before. Three brash ladies kicking down every door. Yeah! Ooh, watch out for the puke on the floor. That's puke from my friend.
Sorry, not
that we wish would never end.
Three ladies taking on New York, there's nothing to it. And sorry, not even worth mentioning that we're the first to ever do it.
Sorry,
we're on our own, making our own way, blazing a path like no one's done before today.
Is that what you're saying? We swipe it, then we walk right into our future.
Yes, we swipe this Metro card. We wait for our subway car. We gotta wait on the platform. Ooh, I feel like a burning storm. Lightning at my fingers, thunder in my head. Turning round new corners, taking off instead.
Drop a dollar into the guitar case of a strange man, 'cause no one's gonna tell us who we are, who I am. Three ladies taking on New York, and we're not sorry.
How do I do this?
Three ladies taking
on New York. Just swipe.
Here, I'll just beep.
Sometimes
can I tap? Because I heard if you can tap.
Some of them you can tap.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna tap. Sorry, not sorry. Oh, I got through. Fun.
Fun.
So
we could take a whole row of four, even though there's only three of us.
Yeah, sure.
Excuse me, ladies. You look like you're having very wonderful adventure
yes,
in New
I'm
York
Barb,
City.
Yes, I'm Barb. This is Janice, and this is
Mariah Kenyon.
And my name is Cullen.
Oh. Wow.
And that's like the last name of the vampire from Twilight.
Oh, okay.
I don't mean to jump to conclusions here.
So are
let's
we,
maybe just wait a page.
So
but I just want to flag.
I feel like we should at least flag that that's flag. The vampire last name.
Where she says,
my name is Cullen, and I was wondering if you could take this very special package for me.
Well, yes. Oh,
we're
okay,
just
I guess
we're doing things, right?
I guess, you know what? You're
yes,
right.
We're
yes.
trying. We're
saying
people
yes.
can't tell us what to do. This man asked.
Yeah, you know what? Sorry, not sorry, world. A
we're
lot of
taking
you say,
this package. We're not
say,
asking.
Don't take a strange package. You know what? Us three ladies, we take the
package.
This
is very special package.
I don't need to know any other information about the package other than where you need me to take it.
Oh. I just want you to take it yourselves and enjoy. It is full of eclairs, but it is a flavor I do not want.
Eclairs in a package.
What
the world
flavor
is so interesting.
I want it plain, but these have a tiny bit of nutmeg in them for the holidays.
Okay.
It is, I don't like the spice. I know I'm supposed to like
please,
warming spices.
Please pause. Everyone?
Yeah.
Would do you guys
can
like
vampires
nutmeg,
not eat nutmeg?
Is that part of being
is
a
that
vampire?
A vampire?
I think it's
thing.
It's garlic for sure.
Garlic for sure.
It's garlic for sure. It's sunlight for sure.
Sunlight for sure.
Mirrors no go
mirrors
for sure.
Mirrors no go. And also no daytime.
No
wait,
daytime.
Wait. No, I just looked outside.
It's night. Well, it's we're in a tunnel.
I can sort of see through the grate and I just saw through a passing grate. I think it's night.
It's night.
So we're just yes.
I wish I could. I don't know if. Well, here, just
why
be casual.
Just
be casual. Just be casual.
So, yeah, should we open it in front of you or what?
You can enjoy right now. They say no eating and drinking on subway, but I never understood. Is that just for smells or trash? I feel like in this pretty empty car, you could have a small eclair.
Well, Sandy says if you can eat it with your hands, it's fair game. You know what? It doesn't matter. You know what? It doesn't matter what he says.
Does he say if you can eat it with your hands, it's
okay.
Fair game?
Yeah, he says.
Oh,
that's
but
what
if he needs a fork or a knife.
For the subway.
But you know what? I brought these forks. Let's eat these eclairs with little forks.
Okay.
Favorite thing about being, I've been friends with Barb for 27 years. My favorite thing, purse forks.
Purse forks.
Sorry, not my favorite thing. You have so many lovely qualities,
I'll
but
take
like
it.
A little
like sense of humor.
Yes.
Never know when you need a purse
very
fork.
Very loyal.
Thank you.
Ladies, if I have made you uncomfortable with unprompted offer.
Not at all.
Eclairs,
are you a vampire?
Oh,
Yes.
Okay.
Emotional vampire like our husbands? God damn it.
God damn it, our husbands.
They're such emotional.
I hate our husbands. And I feel like most of the reason that they're bad comes from like fears that they have that they're expressing in unhelpful ways.
You know,
probably
what,
yeah. The fear of death, which you probably don't have. Huh,
I
Colin?
Used to have fear of death, but then when I became vampire, now I wish I could have the sweet release of death.
Oh, you long for death.
I long for death. The years
this
I have seen.
This guy longs for death.
The friends I have lost. Oh, all of it becomes meaningless because...
You want to talk about it?
I will live... forever. Have you thought about forever?
Yeah.
It tends to boggle the mind, and I find nothing means a thing when you will never die.
Things without an accent.
Nothing means a thing when you.
I find that when you stretch out vowels, many, many accents go wrong.
It's friends and family, traditions and trends.
This is our stop.
Yep.
Nothing
we gotta go.
Goodbye.
Let's see ya.
Well, that was really, really good. That was
These
really good.
These players are great.
They're so good.
They're so good.
Oh,
and that
I
was
forgot
really
to
nice.
Get his number. I meant to get his number.
Oh, you know, I actually had a $5 bill in my hand. I felt like it was so good.
I don't think he was asking for money.
I think he was like looking
I
for
just an
experience.
I think it would have
experience.
Been weird if you had given him $5.
Was it weird that I was going to give him $5? It was weird that he was singing on the subway with no accent. You know what I mean? There's a lot of questions.
I feel like
there.
It's like when the Beatles sing, you can some certain songs you can't hear their
That's
accents.
That's what I was saying.
Some,
when vowels get stretched out,
really?
The accents go
Think
away.
About it.
All you need is love. Oh, yeah, there was no accent there.
Will these friends crack what happens when people sing with or without accents? Will Mariah find love in this new city? Find out when we return to the second half of
Mariah, Who Are Ya?
The musical!
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back. When we last left, three ladies were taking on New York City to find themselves, and they're trying to get to a Nice Janice in Queens. They left a vampire on the subway. What's gonna happen next? We'll tell you in a Sandy Kenyon minute or 20. It's Mariah, Who Are Ya?
musical.
All right. Who else is full as hell?
I am so full of eclair. You know what? I don't think I've ever enjoyed isolated nutmeg before. I feel like that normally it's in with a clove, with a cinnamon, with an allspice.
Cooked in a stew.
And you know, usually I'm always saying that was good, but too much nutmeg. And now here we are, like with isolated nutmeg.
And I feel like I could have done with a bit more nutmeg.
I could. Now I'm thinking, where can I go get some plain nutmeg?
You guys, do you think you're going to get into this club? I already know that we are. Oh, excuse me, ladies. Excuse me.
Who's pushing this woman pushing by us?
Oh, me? Whitney?
I don't know who you are.
Whitney?
Are you a person? Are we supposed to know who you are?
You don't know who I am? You haven't seen my photos all over page 6? Whitney, the Upper East Side heiress.
What's page six?
Bob, you know what page 6 is.
It's the important page. Listen, I know this.
Everyone huddle up, Whitney. I'm sorry, for a moment.
I can't believe you're treating me an heiress this way.
Of course I know what page 6 is. I'm just trying to take this hoity-toity woman down a peg.
Take her down a few pegs.
Sorry, page what?
6.
Oh, right, 6.
And you're an heiress, so you make, like, mattresses?
What?
Like air-filled mattresses?
Club.
Yeah, and guess what? This is how you made us feel when you pushed by us. So do you want to be? If you want to be close with us, treat us differently.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Wait, that's how I made you feel when I shoved you aside to get into this super exclusive club that's behind this door that you can't even see it's a door until you shine your phone light just so?
We didn't actually realize that's what this was. We were just talking about where we can get isolated nutmeg.
I wrote down what she said.
Oh, okay.
So now I remember from when this interaction is over. Yeah, that's how you made us feel.
I'm sorry, I guess.
So I guess on your way.
Okay, well, I'm going to go into this club.
Okay. Follow her.
Oh my gosh.
This is one of those lights came out of nowhere.
You think this is one of those dark, cool clubs that like the nightlife creatures of New York would go to?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like this is a huge New York nightlife place.
Maybe we'll see Colin here again.
Oh my god.
I bet this is where he hangs out. Look over there. There's lots of gay men in a pile. Sweaty, horny gay men.
Look at them in a pile over there.
There's such filth. Look at them. Their mouths open and gaping.
Look up in the sky. There are 6 different DJs and they're all in big giant bird cages.
Is that Paris Hilton? Oh my gosh. We've stumbled on the most exclusive gay club in the city. And I think we're going to find ourselves here. Maybe we're iconic after all. These gay men are going to worship us. Look at them. They're coming over. Oh my God. Older women.
This is going to be our time with this beautiful pile of men. We're gonna drink a little alcohol, then drink it up again. They're dancing around us.
Yes, they are. They're the most attractive men I've ever seen. Sandy Kenyon would not love it if he knew the new me.
Fast. I don't know when he got the chance. Now all these men from the big gay pile are doing a coordinated dance.
Whoa, whoa, suddenly I want to record a single and release a line of candles. And they will buy it, they will love it, they will buy it. I am gay, I got it. I am
I say, this club is incredibly gay. I didn't know that there would be gay here. All these people are ever so queer.
Oh, this is the best time in my whole damn life. I think that they think that I am a housewife. I'm gonna go with it, I'm from New York. Oh, give me one of your forks. This is a fork, remember our name. This is the best time and this is the game.
This is our fork, these are my forks. These are the forks from my purse. We got purse forks, branded purse forks. Oh, you've never heard of purse forks? Of course. They're gonna be the biggest thing that you have ever seen. You can catch them in every store,
oh my God,
in
Trevor,
every
look,
magazine.
Purse forks,
oh my
I
God,
got
purse
it.
Forks?
First, girl, they're the most number one thing.
I've got to have them. Where did you
well,
get them?
Well, these women had them, so I got them because I want to be like them. They're
we
like,
have more
it.
Purse forks, boys.
Oh my God, wait, can I have one? Trevor, Trevor, Trevor.
Everyone's name is Trevor.
Trevor.
Oh my God,
Trevor! Get over here, bitch! You need to try this out. Oh my God, Trevor!
Trevor, get out of the bathroom. We're getting Trevor. First forks.
Trevor's, 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 Trevor's.
I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it.
It's first forks. It's candles. It's singles. It's an empire. It's iconic. It's us. It's Mariah.
I'm
Mariah Carey.
Different woman. I'm the lead singer of a girl band now. And my two friends, Barb and Jazz, are my Kelly and Michelle. I'm a Ryan.
Get
Ken,
this.
And I'm
this just in. Put this on a Sandy Kenyon minute. You've never heard this before. Mariah Carey is a gay icon.
Mariah Carey? Mariah Carey Kenyon. I have three names, just like another gay icon, Lin-Manuel Miranda. And I'm a gay icon. Wow.
I think we really started something with these purse forks, but can we get outside? The music feels like it's in my bones.
It feels very loud, and I didn't bring any sort of like.
If you guys want to go out there, you can, but I'm sort of feeling like I'm comfortable here with my new people.
Mariah.
Mariah, what is happening?
Are you going to leave us? Didn't you remember we have to find my niece Janice?
Oh, do we? Your niece? Who could barely use her phone?
Mariah, what sort of clout do you think you have, right? Like, what's the long game here? What do you think you are? What do you think you have?
When Erica Jane falls, Mariah Carey Kenyon takes her.
She could be right, Barb. She could be right.
Okay. These gays were looking for a new messiah, okay. And it's Mariah.
That's
bitch.
Fine. Well, take my number and call
no.
When this goes very badly.
Look, see me taking your number? Look at me throwing it on the ground.
She threw it on the ground, Barb.
Why is she being so rude so quickly?
9-inch Louboutin.
We were being very good friends, but 5 minutes ago.
I guess just you and me, friends of 27 years, will have to find my niece instead of the new friend we made a couple hours ago.
Right.
Yeah, and don't ask me for help from me and my army of gays. We fight.
They've
for...
gone back to the bar, Mariah. I don't know that they're...
No, they love me.
All right.
And they'll never stop loving me.
Okay.
I finally found the unconditional love that I so sought. And now you guys are actually... Old news.
She kicked me.
she did kick you.
Better hurt. Like,
don't kick.
This is a 9-inch Louboutin fucking bitch.
Don't kick.
No,
I
you
don't care
tell
who
me
you
what
used
to do.
To be.
You don't,
you
talk,
don't
to
kick.
That way.
You don't talk to my
army of gays. Get them. Ah! Ah! Trevor, 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 Trevor.
That went very bad very quickly.
You know, I hope she's going through a lot. Maybe in the morning she'll feel different and we'll have brunch and we'll say okay.
I put my number in her phone. I hope she knows to look for it.
Also, I feel like she's really going to take purse forks and run with it, even though that was your thing, Barb.
It was my thing. You think she's going to take purse forks?
100%. She's taking purse forks, babe. She's taking purse forks.
Have you heard? Have you heard? It's me, Sandy Kenyon, and I have to say, I've never been prouder than my ex-wife. That's true. I found out this morning because divorce papers fell on my doorstep.
Wait, Mr. Cab, stop.
I'm
we need
Sandy
to watch
Kenyon.
The video. We're
cab,
not going to get into the cab.
Divorced.
We just want to watch the video.
Hey, I'm driving here.
No, stop driving
I'll
here.
Say it again.
Hey, I'm stopping here.
Okay. I'm Sandy Kenyon. I'm divorced. And my wife, Mariah Carey Kenyon, is now an icon. She really got the purse forks thing down before anyone else.
You were so right, Janice. Was... She took
and
the
no
purse
one
fork.
Thought of it beforehand. How could they not have purse forks? Well, when you're on the subway, how are you going to eat your eclair? I'm Sandy Kenyon, and this is Movie Minute.
I'm happy for her that she got a divorce because
that
feels like the right move.
It feels like that
but
was
I'm
scary.
Also like, we're friends, I thought.
Well, okay, well, at least we're in Queens, finally. Maybe can find Janice. Janice!
This is where the pin was, right?
This is where the pin was. Oh, it's just... Oh, my phone's ringing, thank goodness. Hello?
Hi, Aunt Janice, it's your niece, Janice.
Hi, Janice, I'm at the pin.
You'll
where
be
are
so
you?
You'd be so proud of me, I got on the big metal snake. Oh. It didn't even scare me.
And I will love you forever.
Also, I'm engaged now.
Oh, I'm so happy for you for getting on the subway, but don't get engaged yet. You're so young, you need time.
Okay, Colin is off.
That is fair. My life is long, but yours is just starting.
Okay, but like, let's see where it goes. But engage too fast.
Well, I have to go to sleep. The dawn is breaking.
Oh, you're weird, but okay.
I'll see you at Thanksgiving.
I'll see you at Thanksgiving.
Barb, we came all the way out here for nothing. She got on the subway, which I'm very proud of, but she's not at the pin.
Well...
Should we just do what we were going to do before Mariah came into our life?
Yeah.
Talk about our thoughts on the Poisonwood Bible?
That's right.
While having 1 to 3 drinks?
Can I be honest?
You didn't finish it?
I didn't finish the Poisonwood Bible. It's just that I picked up another book and I got so enraptured
in
it.
You have to text me when this is happening.
Listen.
You and me can... Barb, do you know this? We don't need a book to talk about. We can just hang out. If you haven't read each chapter and page, we can do something else. Barb, do you know we don't need a framing device to just hang out and talk about our lives? You don't have to crack the spine, it's just fine. Drop the book, we're already a club. Drop the book. Are enough. Drop the book. We don't need it. You and me, we're a club. Can't you see? Drop the book. We're enough.
I had some anxiety for unstructured friendship time. But now, after these 20 long years, I'm sure that we'll be fine. Because I didn't read the Poisonwood Bible, even though it sounds so fun. I got distracted watching Dune. It's a planet with an unrelenting sun.
Drop
and
on.
Timothy Chalamet. Another thing, everyone's obsessed with spies.
Drop
that
the book.
Big, big, scary worms. And
we
then the movie ends like when you
rest.
Should think it's halfway through. But
we
look,
just hang
it's
out
only
instead.
Half the book.
We are enough. Well, did you wanna read Dune? Is this like your way of telling me you would like to read Dune?
That wasn't my intention.
They got the green light for the second half.
Yeah.
Congrats, Denis Villeneuve, and we can read Dune if you want to.
Honestly, I think that would be rough. Could we just drop the book?
Yeah.
'Cause being friends is enough.
Drop the book.
look who stumbled out of the nightclub.
Hi.
Purse Fork's business went up in flames almost immediately because everyone already has forks.
Don't make fun of me.
I'm not trying to make fun of you. I'm just saying Purse Forks was never meant to be a business. Everyone's already got forks. You just put them in your purse.
Purse Forks are still an empire. That's not why I'm here. I'm very rich.
You look sad, though.
Yeah, because I just thought that I finally made some cool friends, and then I realized I already had them.
Are they us?
Are they us?
Are they us?
Yes, they're cool you. Friends? That's what I was getting at.
Aww. Aww, Mariah.
Look, guys, I do think that I could be gay iconic. But
Sure.
Look, no argument.
We all felt that high. It was just, I could feel the music in my bones and I needed to get outside.
And it's addictive.
I also feel like iconic is sort of sometimes a thing that is really hard to tell in the moment. You kind of have to spend the test of time for a little bit.
You're right. And I do think that iconic, you know, colloquially is overused. And so maybe we sort of jumped to iconic status too quickly. But what I'm telling you is that the love that I experienced from them was fleeting. And I can tell that the love that I have with you guys, this friendship, is going to be forever. And so even though I said I wouldn't do this, I just want to say I'm sorry.
Oh, Mariah.
I forgive you.
You can say you're sorry when it's good and when it means something. And I think you don't have to say you're sorry for eating chicken fingers.
You do have to say I'm sorry, though, for kicking my friend Janice.
I'm really sorry. And let me tell you something. Those shoes were not a joke. Like, afterwards, after I kicked you, I was like, wow, that was too much. Because I actually saw you already start to bruise.
It's like assault with a weapon.
I bruised very quickly. But
she's like a Georgia peach.
That's right.
Well, did you ever get in touch with Janice?
Yeah, she didn't even hold the pin.
She's fine.
She got on the subway.
What was she doing?
She met Cullen, if you can believe this.
Yeah,
what?
They were engaged, but she called it off.
No.
What?
No, I have to tell you something.
What?
Cullen is evil. We have to go save Janice. Cullen is evil. The gays told me that Cullen is fucking evil. The gays told me that he is like the most evil gay guy. And he's trying to take advantage of Janice.
Oh my God.
If this is true, this is huge.
We have to go save Janice.
Well, I think she already broke it off.
Oh, really? Then never mind.
Well, we can check. Let me see if she has her own phone back.
You guys, no, this actually is your guys' fault because you didn't tell me enough information. I was just scared because I thought that she was with a vampire, okay?
Let me call her.
Hello, Lindsay's phone. Janice speaking.
What the fuck is this?
Oh, okay. Hi, Janice.
Oh, hi. My friend let me borrow her phone because she has two.
Are you
home
yet?
She got the iPhone 13 Pro.
Dawn is breaking, Janice. Are you home yet?
Almost. This guy's dropping me off.
Who's the guy?
Colin.
I fucking told you.
Okay.
But he was like, hurry, get in the house. And I was like, don't tell me what to do. Mm-hmm. And then he got all crispy and blew away in the wind.
Well.
Oh.
Love that. Sorry, I'm talking like a gay guy.
Yes.
We stan, love that. Like, go off, queen.
Well, you spent a few hours with them. You spent a few hours with them.
They talk really fun. Yeah. They really do.
It's fun. Sometimes I want to do it, but then I worry that that's appropriation for me to do it.
No. Try it.
It's not my space.
No, try it.
It makes me feel really uncomfortable.
The gay guys told me I could say fag. Try it. Try it.
I don't think I want to say
try
it.
Try saying fag.
I don't think I want to say it.
Okay, maybe later.
Okay, Janice, go to bed.
All right. Well, it's good that she's safe and that we're all back together and friends. And the gay guys, they'll figure it out.
Here's the only thing I think is left to do.
What?
File divorces with
our husbands. Yes, we got
to
do that.
You're an inspiration. You did it so fast.
Super easy.
How'd you do it? Divorcenow.com?
Yes.
Oh, great. Send me a link later.
Yeah.
Not a Richard link.
No, because then we'll be here forever, right, Mama? Sorry, I'm still talking like a gay guy. Ugh.
I think the only thing left to do is for these three dear friends who just had an iconic night in New York, and I am using that. It's deserved.
It's 100%.
I think we need a link
you,
arm.
You said that, the house down boots, Mama. Sorry, I'm still talking like a gay guy. We
need to link arms, take off our serious 9-inch Louboutins and hold them in our hands.
Yes.
Link arms and walk down this cobblestone street as dawn is breaking in New York City.
I feel like there should be more of us. But three is good, I guess.
No, three is a good number.
Okay.
Three is good. And you can pay us in a movie adaptation of this, like, responsibly. And every woman can get what they deserve.
That's right.
I love that.
And just like that. And just like that.
And just like that.
And just like that. We are the first three to do it. We are into it. We're three girls. We're best friends. We had a night. Now it's come to an end. And we're walking back with lessons learned. And we're walking back with friendship earned.
We got it.
Just like that.
Just like that. We didn't bring flats, and now we're gonna walk around just like that. We gotta find the street where the people will stop and look at us as we walk.
We're style icons too, because we walk in the streets with no goddamn shoe.
And cars can stop and they can just make way for us in the middle of the street, just making our way.
First forks in the air, no shoes on our feet, next to our friends we can't wait to.
And just like
be back at Bob's book club bar, but this one's not even going to have a book in it this time, but we're going to be here. How's tomorrow?
I'll see you girls tomorrow.
And every day after that.
And every day after
and
that.
And every day after.
Did you know that I was referencing something at the end?
Did you know the reference?
Did you know the reference?
I don't know. What was it? I don't even know that I heard.
Real, it's true, really and truly iconic.
Which one?
And just like that?
What's that?
It's the Sex and the City reboot where there's only three of them instead of four.
Is it called And Just Like That?
And Just Like That.
Okay, incredible.
I love that you didn't know that. And it still worked and you didn't miss a beat.
I was like, I'm not going to lean into it, but I am going to set that as the chorus.
Yes. I knew we were doing a Sex and the City thing.
Okay.
I knew that.
Yeah.
Which is why I said there should be four of us.
And it's so when, 100%. It's sort of gay iconic, though, that you didn't know.
I'm so happy that you say that.
And also, I'm really happy you didn't take the beat and say it back.
I love the bait.
Yeah.
The bait is incredible.
I'll always bait.
Listen. You're not going to get me on mic or off mic using that word.
Nope.
It's not going to happen.
Iconic.
Speaking of iconic,
Matt Rogers, gentlemen,
this is always the most fun.
Top guest. What a fun
time. What a joy. By the way,
blast.
If you want to see us absolutely dancing and losing our minds, this is available at offbookclubhouse.com. Y'all know what that's about. Go check it
get
out.
This video. This has some shimmies and some giggles. Yeah.
And I just want to explain why my nose is so red, because I had laser scar treatment on my nose, and that's why it looks like Rudolph the Red Nose.
It's reading
reindeer.
Pretty light on camera.
Is it okay?
Also, rude of you to comment on the appearance of someone you don't know. You don't know their story.
That was really rude.
Don't write comments on it.
I read every comment. Trust. Sorry, I'm talking like a gay guy.
Okay, listen to Las Culturistas, obviously.
What are you doing?
Anything else? We want to watch Q-Force on Netflix.
You can stream it on Netflix. I'm doing a Christmas tour called Have You Heard of Christmas? It is sold out, but as they always say in voting situations, stay in line.
When they tell you to go home, it's full.
Exactly. You
might
get in.
Boy, I slid into Matt's DMs immediately. I set an alarm to try to buy tickets because I couldn't get them 2 years ago.
And you're coming.
This is like such a cross-section of dear loves of mine that I was like, Matt, congrats on the sellout. And he's like, I got you.
But I got you.
Early. Incredible. I got in there early.
Listen, honestly, I'm telling you.
Friends taking care of friends. Oh my gosh.
You guys always take care of me on this pod, so I'll always take care of you in my life.
Our friendship is deep and goes beyond this pod.
And just like that.
And just like that.
Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
Give it up for Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits.
Give it up for Dana Wickens on the Stickins, the Boom from the Other Room. I think we can all agree that we're all the perfect blend of Carrie, Miranda, Charlotte, and Samantha here.
Truly.
And,
I'm a big.
Whoa.
He doesn't even know that that's not.
No idea.
He doesn't even know that that's not.
I know that's a name of a character. The men in that.
That's another slur.
The men in that series famously unproblematic, right?
There's some okay ones, but yeah, we don't need to get into the weeds on what level of Steve you are and what level of, what's Charlotte's husband's name?
Oh, that is, of course, Harry. Right?
Right?
Yeah, Harry.
Anyway, yeah. Okay,
as we say at the end of every Sex and the City fan cast.
And I couldn't help but wonder.
Was this famously one of my intros to an episode of Sex and the City?
There you go.
There you go. And just like that, bye!